the sun is shining and all of my favorite plant friends are popping up right now. Speaking of plants, what are you growing this year? Do you know? Do you know what kind of medicine will be in your garden? Or are you still trying to figure it out? Totally okay if you're still trying to figure it out. We're all growing and learning on this journey, right? But if you want some help, I do have a family medicine garden guide. It's basically 10 essential herbs that I feel like every mom needs to know and grow in their yard. I give you some growing tips and ways that you can use it as medicine, and it's totally free. So if you want that, I'm going to pop a link in the show notes here for you to grab it and get your hands digging in the dirt and growing incredible medicine for you and your family. There is no doubt about it. Herbs can do so many amazing things when it comes to healing the body and even the mind and soul for so many people. And one common mistake I see as a lot of mamas make this journey into the world of using more natural remedies in their home is that they kind of pigeonhole an herb into one thing that they know it's good for, and it's cutting off their ability to truly become an amazing healer in their home. So in this episode, I'm going to dive a bit deeper on this pigeonholing of herbs and help you discover how your world of herbal knowledge can open up to be even more amazing when you stop doing this one thing and start getting to know your herbs even better. Hello, and welcome to the Herbalist Path, a podcast where you'll discover how to make your own herbal remedies at home so that you can take better care of yourself, better care of your family, and better care of our planet. I'm Mel. I'm a clinical herbalist, environmental educator, and mountain living mama with this crazy passion for teaching more mamas and their little loves how to use plants as medicine in a safe, effective, and tasty way so that there can be an herbalist in every home again. It's an absolute honor to have you on the journey down the herbalist path with me so that together we can make herbalism hashtag spread like wildflowers. One thing I see all over the internet is that people are learning about herbs. And that is incredible because we really do need an herbalist in every home again. But as they're learning all these herbs, I see them missing out on so much good medicine because they learn about one herb and it being good for XYZ problem. And well, there's a lot that goes into it to make matters even more complex. That's really a whole nother episode here. So in today's episode, I want to talk to you about how plants are so amazing and yes, so healing and so powerful. And the really cool thing about them is that more often than not, they do so much more for you and the human body than the one thing that they get their claim to fame for. It's really crazy. Crazy and mind-blowing. Really, it's both of those. And my hope for you after listening to this episode is that you begin to look at plants as a whole. You begin to take the time to get to know each plant and the various ways in which you can work with them to help heal so many parts of the human body. Because when you start to do this, you can become an amazing healer for the people of your home without having to have a wall of 100 plants. You can do this with just 1 or 5 or 20 plants and see amazing results for yourself and for your family. Let's take echinacea, for example. Everybody loves it, right? Everybody knows it because it became so popular in the 80s and 90s. And it was known as the immune booster, the herb that will make you not get sick or make you get unsick really quick, right? Have you heard of echinacea for such things? Well, what if I told you that echinacea is also amazing as a mouthwash? Yeah, that's right. It's got some killer antimicrobial properties to it. So it helps to kill off bacteria, viruses, and other foreign pathogens that may cause a nasty infection in the mouth. Hello, tooth infection people. Here's looking at you. And what if I told you that not only does echinacea stimulate the immune system and help to fight off tooth infections, it also makes an incredible wound wash. So if somebody has an accident and there's a cut or a scrape that has happened, you can turn to echinacea and make a wash out of it that will fight the infection in that area too. Pretty cool, right? But wait, there's more. Echinacea is also a wound healer, meaning that it will help that cut or scrape or other injury to be healed up with a quickness as it simultaneously kills off all the foreign pathogens and invaders. What? Crazy plants, eh? And truth be told, echinacea's powerful healing magic does not stop there. So, what would it do for you to know these kinds of things? To know echinacea is so much more than just an immune stimulant. And most plants are so much more than the one or two things you may know them for. Would you think it's even more important to stock echinacea in your natural medicine kit? I sure hope so. Would you feel just a bit more confident in what in the heck you're doing with herbs and helping to heal your family? Really, it's just so empowering. It brings a sense of inner peace and knowing like no other. Like, can you imagine if anytime someone in your family gets sick or an injury happens, you can just sit back and be calm and chill, knowing that you know exactly what plants can help this person. And even better yet, you have them stocked, right, ready to use inside of your own natural medicine chest. It's honestly an absolutely amazing feeling. It's, in my opinion, the most valuable skill set you can invest in. Way better than the tens of thousands and sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars we spend on college. You're actually going to use these skills in real life. So how in the heck do you start to navigate all of this stuff without getting so overwhelmed by it all? Well, one way you can start to do that is by researching each plant's herbal actions, which is how they work on different aspects of the body. An herbal action can be something like a carminative, which means it helps with gassiness and bloating and tummy upset, which would obviously mean that it works on the digestive system, right? And let's say that one of your kiddos has a nasty tummy ache right now, and you think it's being caused by a viral infection. Well, in this situation, you may want to look for an herb that's going to handle the tummy upset as it simultaneously works to fight off certain viruses. Then you're getting a whole lot more bang for your buck with that one herb. An herb I might consider in this situation would be lemon balm. It's an amazing carminative herb, and it has some gentle antiviral properties to it as well. And another bonus to choosing lemon balm in this particular situation would be that oftentimes when our kiddos get sick, they want to keep running and playing, but they don't want to allow their bodies to do exactly what is needed, which is rest. And, well, lemon balm is also a gentle, calming, nerving herb, meaning that it can help your kiddos to relax and chill out while their body does its work. We dive way deeper into these kinds of things and how to think about using herbs in these different ways inside of my program, Apothecary Mama. And if you want to learn more about that, feel free to reach out to me and ask. Another way that you can start learning about using herbs for more than just their claim to fame is by understanding herbal energetics. Yeah, herbal energetics. So in Western herbalism, we tend to work with moist or dry and hot and cold. So that means that some herbs are hot, heating herbs, and some herbs are very cooling. And yes, some are drying, while others are moistening. And when you start to understand these energetics and pair them with the energetics of the person you're working with and their symptoms, you can get really good at matching the right herb in the right place. One of my herb teachers, the great Jim McDonald, does a phenomenal job of teaching herbal energetics. I interviewed him a while back on the podcast if you want to head back some episodes and check it out. And yes, of course, we also talk about herbal energetics inside of Apothecary Mama, because without understanding these things, it's really hard to get good at choosing the right herb at the right time. So think about it this way. Let's say your kiddo is sick with the flu and they're dealing with a fever. Well, a fever is obviously hot, right? Like their body temperature is literally elevated and you can feel it when you touch their sweet, precious, and really hot face. And while that fever is a great sign that the immune system is hard at work doing its job, there may come a point when you're just ready to help that fever move along and get it the heck out of your kiddo's body. So it's at that time that you want to think about an herb that may help cool down that body temperature. So a cooling herb, and one incredible way that our bodies can cool themselves is through our skin via sweating. So we may want to look for a cooling herb that works as a specific herbal action. In this case, we'd look for an herb that has the herbal action of being a diaphoretic herb. A diaphoretic herb is just herb geek speak for an herb that promotes the body to sweat and thus cool itself by releasing heat through the skin. Does that make sense to you? One cooling herb that is also a diaphoretic herb that I love so much is peppermint. And the bonus here is that peppermint is also mildly antiviral. And number one, it's yummy. It's good for the tummy. And if your feverish kiddo also has tummy upset, then whammo, your peppermint can help in all of those ways. It's really cool. And it's a skill. It's a skill that takes time to develop. We definitely go deeper into developing all of these kinds of skills inside of Apothecary Mama, and you'll begin understanding herbs in a much broader context than just pigeonholing that one herb for the one thing that all the means say it can do. When you begin to think of herbs in this way, you start to discover how to use them in the most effective and the most safe ways for you and for your family. And not only that, you start feeling this sense of inner peace and a sense of calm that all of us mamas deserve. It is absolutely incredible. So if you found some value out of this episode, I would love to hear from you. Shoot me an email, mel@theherbalistpath.com. Reach out to me on TikTok. Let's connect. You can even reach out to me on Instagram if that's your jam. I thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this little podcast, and I cannot wait to chat with you more about herbs. Have a great day. Thank you so much for tuning into another episode of The Herbalist Path. Being on this journey with you is absolutely incredible. If you dig this episode, please leave me a review on your favorite podcast player and share it with your friends so that together we can make herbalism hashtag spread like wildflowers. On another note, I must mention that while I know you're getting some good info here, it's important to remember that this podcast is purely for entertainment and educational purposes and is not intended to be a substitute for medical treatment. While the information in this podcast is absolutely relevant, herbs work differently for each person and each condition. That's why I recommend you work with a qualified practitioner, whether that be another herbalist, a naturopath, or your doctor. So thank you again. I am truly honored that you're tuning into these episodes and on the path with me to make sure that there's an herbalist in every home again.
Don't forget to share this episode with your friends so that we can make herbalism. Hashtag spread like wildflowers.